Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
This our second take because Rome messed up.
Nobody, he never wants to point out when he does things, but he's always trying to down the next man. I think that's a sign of not growing. We got Emmanuel in the building.
Think messing up is a part of life and we can all grow from
exactly
it.
We
as
can
as long as we acknowledge that we messed up.
Yeah, I'm fine with okay, that. All right, cool. I don't need other people doing that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I can easily do that myself.
Right.
But what I can do,
both of y'all.
Let's do it. So we are back from Second Hail, aka Arizona. We took a trip to Arizona to do some business promo for the business that we've guys been mentioned that we're going to tell you about soon enough. But we took a drive out there. It was about a 5.5 hour drive. You know, we leave early in the morning. You know, we don't play with the traffic. We left at like 6:30, got there about 12:30, 12 o'clock. And it was a nice drive. But I think the number one thing we want to talk about is that heat in Arizona is different.
When did you start to feel the difference in the heat?
There was a
AC on the whole time, but it was a part on the highway where they said for the next mile or two, turn off your AC to avoid overheating.
we
were in the middle of the desert, so we did it. We rolled down the windows
immediately.
Different.
It's different.
Different.
And then as we got into Arizona, it was about 102, 103. By the time the day set in and we got, you know, about 12, 1 o'clock, it was 111 degrees.
And then not only that, the next morning we woke up, we were like, let's go shoot some photos. It was like 6 in the morning. It was 84 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, is this heat like a
it's dry.
It's dry. It's
not very humid. Dry.
Blow dryer.
It's blow dryer.
Yeah.
Like, I went on the balcony to take some photos and the wind was blowing. And
your
it was
just kind of like.
And it was. It felt shriveled. Like if you. You know, when you put your hand under a hand dryer or blow, that's exactly what it felt like. Yeah. Like, it was hot. I was like, why is the wind so hot?
Yeah, it was very hot.
Did you feel like you could live there?
Yes. Well, I always said growing up, like, Arizona houses were my favorite because I loved their colors and the architecture mm-hmm. there. And then going there just reconfirmed it. Like, I could live here. Aesthetically, Arizona is beautiful. Like, they highways have designs on them.
Yeah.
Like, their designs, like, on the, they'll put a big gecko or there'll be carvings, like, crown molding mm-hmm. into the highways. And it's just beautiful. When
whoever established that city, Arizona, you know, the people that gave it to them were just like, this little desert shit.
Just
go ahead, do whatever you want. Just go ahead, do whatever. And person said, all right, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. And did all these designs and shit.
Yeah, beautiful. Even like.
I would think it'd be more lazy because how hot it is.
It's like, if I'm going to design hell, I might as well do my best.
And then the scenery, like, they mountains.
Oh, they mountains turn.
Like, this is beautiful.
Y'all trying to move out there? I heard it's cheap.
It's cheaper. I could definitely live there.
Y'all trying to live there for a year?
I mean, if we need to.
I mean, why need? We could just want to.
Okay.
I've been thinking, let's make a move. You know what I'm saying? If y'all down.
I'm not against Arizona. It just doesn't make sense business-wise.
Yeah.
Of course. Right.
So then, if it don't make sense business-wise, then no.
And that, we said in that state, it's required you wear a beater. Required.
Yes.
Because.
Beater requirements.
Beater requirements. We went to.
Sweating.
When cops pull you over and say, sir, did you have to beat on?
Yeah, and he's like, what about my seatbelt? I don't give a fuck about that. You got
to
beat
it. I need to see your ID and your beater.
You got to beat it on. When we went on Saturday to go take some more pictures, we got to the place at 9. It's just open blue sky and just sun. By the time we got back, back wet, beater wet. I'm just like, it's hot.
Is it different from Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Florida is humidity.
I was going to say Arizona
this
heat.
This is more dry. This is dry.
So, like, when you say that, because sometimes when I think dry, humid, the way I think about it is, like, wet.
Wet, dry.
And dry. So, kind of like in Florida, you're hot and the sun is not out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's humid. It's just in the air.
It's in the air there too, but it still feels. You'll feel it. You know humidity. We've been in humidity.
You float, like it, here, if it gets hot in California, if you stand in some shade, you usually getting cool wind though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But see, in like Arizona, it's like the valley.
The valley.
It's dry heat, but it's just hotter.
Okay. Yeah,
this wave.
So think
higher.
Valley. Don't think Santa Monica.
Valley. Remember when we had the heat wave?
Because the heat gets trapped in the
but
valley.
But it's worse. It's worse there because like early, it's five in like here 5 a.m. We gotta have a hoodie on. It's cool outside when we're working out.
Right
there. 5 a.m, it's 84 degrees already.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just sweating. I'm not even moving. Yeah. And I'm just taking pictures.
By the time like 7:30 came, we was like, it's time to go in. It's time to go in. It's hot.
Nah. It's time to fucking go in. It should be a national emergency if AC go out and
you're
out
there. Oh, yeah.
You can't survive.
Yeah. No, you got to move. You got to.
No way.
You got to scream help.
My girl went towards that direction. She had a job to work. They were shooting something out in Baker.
Baker, California.
It's Baker, California, but it's right next to Arizona.
We might have passed. We could have passed.
But it's out in the desert, too. But one thing I noticed, her skin came back immaculate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do y'all feel
that's exactly what I told her. I like, your skin going to be amazing out here because it's sweating and it's that. He's like a sauna.
It is. Yeah. Like she came back. I'm like glistening skin. I'm like, yo, your skin looks amazing.
And especially if you're eating right and stuff. It's going to be.
Why'd you stay in the shade most of the time?
Why'd I stay in the shade most of the time?
Yeah, because your skin ain't.
Oh, man, you know, I see what you did. That was solid. That was good. It was good. I don't have that. That was good. That was solid.
I just became a photographer in 3 days because that's all I was doing the whole time.
You were a photographer?
Pictures came out fire.
Oh, okay.
Came out fire. But Arizona was cool. Did we do anything? We had some Ethiopian food.
Really? They got Ethiopian restaurants?
In Phoenix. We had to drive because where our homegirl stays is about 30 minutes away. So we had to.
It was so good. Oh, yeah. He was so nice.
It was
so
destroyed.
Ethiopians doing in Phoenix. Get out of there.
Get out of Phoenix. That's not where you belong.
Nah, man. That type of heat.
But nah,
it was nice.
It was good.
Where she stayed nice. All of us could live there.
Can you say you stay with?
We stay with Linda.
Yeah, we stay with Linda. Okay.
Okay. Is she there by herself? Or? Mm-hmm. Wow, really?
Nice little townhouse. Yeah, it's
really?
Cool.
Really?
Nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a bunch of cactuses and shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you go to that, you know, when you're driving through the desert, cause the scenery, breathtaking, dog. Like, I was blown away. I'm like, yo. Because as soon as you leave out of Cali, when you go into Arizona, all the vegetation changes.
It tells exactly what it looked like.
Landscaping changes. This is crazy.
We knew we were in the desert when a road runner was in the road.
Oh, you saw a Roadrunner?
Yeah, I've seen a Roadrunner.
Roadrunners, lizards.
Hawks. So Jackrabbit? I heard a lot of Jackrabbit.
I ain't seen no rabbit.
We seen someone we was taking, but I think we seen a groundhog or something like that.
Yeah, that was a groundhog.
I think we seen, but yeah, it was just, but we seen the Roadrunner, and it just looked like Wile E. Coyote in the road. Like, it just looked like all that. Or it looked, yeah.
That's what, Chupacabras?
Mm-mm. No.
Any bad bitches? Yeah. In Arizona? What are Arizona? Did I see? Like,
didn't really go. Well, only places we went really to, go. Like the grocery store, Ethiopian, but it wasn't, it was like a lot of people weren't out like yeah. that. Day. Highways were empty.
Yeah, that's
and, I mean, you know, they got their little restrictions too now. So.
Well, here this weekend, I looked up on the, I was like trying to look up the temperature and I saw the temperature on Saturday, it just said smoke. I kid you not, it just said smoke.
Oh, so it was a fire? Like,
I don't think so.
It was a fire.
They did say it was a fire somewhere.
It just said smoke. I was like, is the air quality that bad?
Yeah, it was a fire. It was a fire.
She just said smoke. I don't know.
Like,
fog,
like a Mortal Kombat character.
It just said smoke. I go outside. I'm just looking. I'm like, God damn. Yeah. Let me go back inside.
That's a little scary. You be like, do I go outside? There's smoke.
That's
funny. I think it's a drive everyone should do at least once. Like, now that I did it, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll fly.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
I can fly now.
Yeah.
But it's like when I went to Vegas. It's because, look, why do during 5 COVID, when I can do an hour?
During COVID, I
only
could drive
it's
again.
A road trip with, like, y'all. Like, yeah. If it's friend, like, with friends, I'm cool.
But Linda do a lot. She be boom,
but I'm saying,
boom,
once I
she
do
back
it.
Forward. Yeah, yeah. She
once
back.
I do it, I'm good.
Right, right.
Like, I did it now. I wanted to see it. I saw it. I'm good now. But
so you wouldn't
necessarily. If it's COVID, yeah, I'll keep driving.
Yeah, COVID
would you do
is different.
Cross country?
As long as I'm in like a Winnebago or a tour bus or something, I can stand up and stretch. Not in a car. Cause that's just nah.
What about a good SUV?
Winnebago.
No, I mean no. We was in an SUV.
Yeah,
true. I mean especially
pull
if I'm
up
driving.
In a Winnebago, my that's legs, when your bae will go.
My legs be getting cramped.
Did I try to?
Like driving 5 hours, your legs are just.
Oh
dead.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like if I'm not driving, possibly. But and, driving,
you know, a 32 bladder's different, so we gotta pee. You know,
how often did y'all pee?
Twice. Only twice. Twice going and coming back.
Man, it wasn't too bad. Wasn't too bad.
Stopped at a rest stop once and
rest
peed
stops
at
are,
a gas station when we were filling up.
We said rest stops are creepy. They just got
they creepy.
Did you come up with like any racist looking people?
Not at all.
No.
Everybody's pretty friendly.
But the thing is, when I started thinking about racist people, is at rest stops. Because I'm like, if I was on this road trip alone, I would not stop at a rest stop. Because I can't trust it because, first, I don't know who's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Who see me going there,
white
and then I think about organ niggas taking my organs. I'm dead ass. It's weird. It's a scary thing for
like,
a black.
I like this nigga's hair.
Yeah.
It's a scary thing for a black person stuff, but they rest areas because they small. It ain't like them big ones where you can get food. It's just a restroom. So you don't know who in there, who waiting. Especially if it's empty, it's creepy.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Cam's worst nightmare is to wake up in a tub butt-ass naked with his hair shaved. They took it!
They took my dick!
They took my hair!
Just leave my organs.
Yeah, then we had to school Linda on Ice Cube. She was disrespecting us.
Yeah,
so
we had
to let her know on We Be Clubbing.
She ain't know about Ice.
She said she ain't really listening to that song. We was like, come on, man, don't disrespect O'Shea.
She don't know about We Be Clubbing.
Yeah.
Where's Linda?
O'Shea.
It's packed when we're not at Connecticut.
She know about him, but she was disrespecting.
Yeah, she was disrespecting O'Shea.
And we had to get her straight.
straight. Also, the stripper parties that we talked about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did y'all go?
No.
Did y'all try to go?
No, but I got a good segue into what we're talking about. So the stripper parties that we talked about 2 weeks ago, I've still been following the same girl on Snapchat because I want to see if they're still going. They've been going for the past 2 weeks. and she is selling the videos online because some lame probably told her she should sell the videos. Like, why would you tell her to do that? Now she's making
because
money, and I can't
50%.
See. Okay, now I can see that. All right, good business.
Trying to hit it.
Good business, man.
No, if he buys money, yeah, you still.
But we,
I'll be your manager.
We looked, and they still partying. Butt plugs are still in full
butt
effect. Yeah, butt plugs.
I didn't see the butt plugs.
Butt plugs. Yes, this is a new add-on. It was a light up butt plug.
I'm a fan.
Yeah,
of
it was light up.
You know,
light
enjoy
up.
The butt plug.
Yeah, that's cool. So, but
amazing.
Then we also, somebody sent me this flyer. I showed Cam. We both were in awe, and we had to talk about this on this podcast.
So it says, come ready to fuck. Bussin' nuts and eating butts party August 31st. No phones, no cameras, no names. All fellas must eat ass. $1,000 dick sucking contest. You get in free if you're naked. $10 in underwear.
That's the whole flyer. Look at that. Oh,
so they straight busting up just having orgy parties.
So you gotta eat butt.
You
if
gotta
you go
eat
as a
butt.
Fella.
Requirement.
If you a fella, you gotta eat.
And
butt.
Linda's
it's required for them to suck dick too.
No.
That's a contest.
That's just a contest. Yeah. But you gotta eat butt.
If you're trying to get in free, pull up naked. So get in your car. When you get there, drop the draw or just drive naked. Whichever one
just
you
come
want.
Come in
do.
Your underwear.
Come in your underwear. You get
pay
there.
$10.
Pay $10. Now, here's the thing.
If you're going to go there as a fella, you definitely got to get there early. You can't be coming fashionably late because you got to eat ass.
You
want
to eat late, but
you want it to be the freshest it could be.
Yeah, you
want to
be hello fresh with the butt.
Yeah, I don't know. So niggas just following each other after eating pussy, too?
Like, what you mean? Like, just following?
No, they say you have to eat the box. They say you just have to eat the butt.
Butt over box in this party.
Eat the asshole.
Yeah, it's
look. The name of the title: Busting Nuts and Eating Butts.
Busting Nuts and Eating Butts. That's the.
So we just up here eating strangers' assholes.
That's why he said get there early.
Stop it.
Yeah, you being naive.
Stop it, man. So I hate when you get like this.
Getting there early doesn't guarantee me.
Yes, it does.
Of
listen,
ass
yeah,
white.
Yes, it's better than coming late.
It's better than coming late.
What you mean?
What you mean? You
want to come back and eat an ass that's been ate about three times?
If I come early, she could have just took a shit. Wiped terribly with some dry ass cotton paper. All right, cotton picking paper.
No.
Here's the thing,
And then I be first one, and then I get some doo doo in my mouth.
You want early
then,
shit
hold
or late
on,
shit?
Hold on. And then before the next dude comes, she goes and say, "Oh, since I ate it, I'm gonna go ahead and wipe now for the next nigga." And she wiped better than she did than when she had to do the
wipe. You
worried about
stuff
coming late
that you can't
and you
control.
Eating the butt that's been ate three times already.
Yeah.
Busting nuts and eating butts.
Now you got spit and butt. Here's the thing. You got to stop worrying about things that you can't control. You can't control her wipe. You can't control. All you can control is the time that you get there.
Wrong. Come on, man. I can control not going there. Because I don't know these strangers' asshole situation.
Linda said the best description. She said the flyer sound like it stink. It's
We were telling Linda, why are you making that face? Just go. You gonna get your butt ate.
Yeah, just go.
She like, no, I'm not going. Like, why are you not going? You gonna get your butt ate.
I don't know, man. That just sounds wild.
Now,
like,
granted, we don't know if this is real. Honestly, we don't know if this is real. But if that is
Game
real,
of
party,
Thrones ass party.
That is wild. Bussing nuts and eating butts.
Man, look,
in bold
what letters. Made me laugh is that all fellas must eat ass.
Must.
No way around it. If you dare, you gotta eat ass.
Ain't no way around it.
Nah.
Some niggas gonna eat the booty. Some niggas gonna eat that hole. Some niggas gonna eat that butt.
They
gonna eat that hole. Ain't no
way
around.
And I don't
want to
see a nigga eat ass. Like, me personally.
Well,
don't
watch.
You
go in another corner.
Yeah, go drink some. Why are you being like this?
You think I'm being bougie?
You being bougie.
Because I don't want to eat some asshole.
You being bougie when you need to be booty.
I'm with the booty. Anybody in this house talk about being with the booty, I'm with the booty. I like everything.
You say you like old fashioned anal. Here you go.
Old fashioned anal, new fashioned anal. I want old.
Well, here you go. Here's the anal.
I want all of it.
But you don't want a party full of butt eating.
I don't know no strangers. I don't know where you live.
Yeah, I gotta know a little bit before I go
eat the booty hole.
Here's the part I laughed at. It's a dick sucking contest. So obviously they're gonna make it like a show. It's probably like a little stage and they got chairs. Now, I was thinking, how you sit up there during this dick sucking? Do you sit up straight and put your hands on your thighs?
Yeah, you gotta sit up properly.
Yeah, that's like the photo that nigga took.
Yeah. You gotta sit proper. You gotta sit. Your posture has to be proper. Yeah, because you want to be. If you're gonna do it,
you sit back like. Oh yeah, you got to be cool with it. Yeah. Either you gonna do that, You know, you might give the little, like, let it hang off the little, let it hang so you want the edge. And then, you know, you give the little.
Oh, you want the tip? You want the tip to drip?
Yeah, yeah, you, no, want the tip, you, want, you want the tip to be leaning.
Okay. You want the tip to be.
I was using it as my dick.
You want the tip to be leaning.
You can do on the edge of the seat where, you know, as he's saying, you do the Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Malcolm X pose.
I see, I like that.
Don't look at her.
Yeah.
Or you could do, as I said, hold the microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you just, you know, you sit back, you just put your hands on your thighs, you look around.
Okay. Right, okay. Right.
Or you can do one leg slightly up.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing. I think for spine and breathing techniques to last longer, you want to have an erect spine, get your breathing correct. Okay. If you're too relaxed, I think it's going to feel too good. You might bust early.
But don't you want to bust early?
Well, I mean, for her, she wants
to. Who's the contest for?
It's for her.
Right. Yeah. But she wins the quicker you bust.
Yeah, look, yeah.
This is the thing. Look.
If you be like, hey girl.
One leg up.
No. Look, think business.
Big business.
You be like, hey, you want to win this? We can split it. I'll come early if you want me, if you need me to. Yeah, and you give me five, you keep five.
Yeah, yeah, thank goodness. Right. Yeah.
That's a smart man. You know, honestly, I'm good on the $5. Make me bust right quick.
Like, $500.
$500.
Yeah, $1,000.
Yeah, let's talk business.
I'll come quicker for you.
Yeah. I'll go quick as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to look right at you.
I'll be like, oh, before we start this contest, let me use the bathroom. Let's go kind of jack off a little bit.
Like, come on, hurry up. Hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
I'm just looking right in the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Come on. 3, 2, 1. I'm out.
Oh, my God.
We won.
I'm never going to a party like that. I'm just never going to be in a party like that. That shit's wild.
You free if you come naked.
Not if I'm forced to eat ass.
No, you must. You're not understanding.
No, you can't tell.
Must.
If Jay-Z want to go to that party, he ain't got to eat ass.
No, yes, Jay-Z got to eat ass.
No, he don't.
Yeah,
he
do.
Man, who going to tell Jay-Z to eat
he
ass?
He going to be big licking instead
he
of big giving.
He better give him that butt answer.
That butt answer.
You better eat that butt answer.
Big licking and butt answer.
Speaking of eating the butts, Alcus Alcina. He probably ate Jay the butt.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a good butt to eat. That's
and
a good butt
to eat. He dropped the song.
He would have said.
Oh, I thought you had a joke. I was
that was my joke. Yeah, he would have told if he did eat.
Okay. He dropped the song featuring Rick Ross called Entanglement.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing I want to say, I've never been an Alcus Alcina fan. I never got the hype about his music. It was just always okay to me.
Yep.
But this is the very first Alcus Alcina song I like. It actually kind of go in. Rick Ross ripped his verse. And I like it.
So Cam told me about the song. I just played it this morning. It is corny as fuck. But here's the thing.
Well, the whole situation was bad.
Him telling
but
was corny.
But it's smart business.
It's very smart. That's why I said PR business-wise is very smart. The song is corny. I like Rick Ross. Rick Ross was rapping. I give him that. Rick Ross was rapping. But as soon as August come on, I don't like it. Because he sounds like he whiny. I don't like whiny. Hey, man, it's whiny. But I don't know why Keith Sweat's wine works. Maybe it's a song that was good. I don't know. But I just don't like the whininess. And I was like, this song not good, but Rick Ross's part was good and the beat is okay. I give it a 4.2 out of 10.
Damn. I agree, though.
I give that shit a 1.1 out of 1. That shit.
Well, that's pretty good. 1.1 out of 1.
Yeah, 1.1 out of 1. Yeah, that's
exceeding expectations.
I'm at 1.1 out of 1.1,000.
Like, but yeah.
I'm just saying. It's just corny.
It is corny. It's definitely corny. It's definitely corny.
I never really thought. I never got August. Like, why is he?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. He had at least one popular song.
I think so. I mean, he probably had a couple.
He has a fan base.
That's what I'm saying.
Not him personally, but I never liked his music.
Yeah,
it just wasn't for me. It just never hit with me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just thought of a funny skit last night about August tells it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and starts telling more relationships he had and just starts revealing, like, yeah, I know aliens exist because I had a relationship with them. Like, I could prove Bigfoot exists because I had a relationship with him.
I could tell, you that party was real and you had to eat ass because I went there and had a relationship with
ass. Had a relationship with an ass.
My tongue got entangled in her ass.
A lot of people want to talk about where Tom Hanks is. I know because I had a relationship. August, I've seen it, just man. Tells it all. It just keeps going down the rabbit
hole. I'll let y'all know what Tom Hanks is in August.
But it just, yeah, it just, he didn't need to make that song. But I mean, Rick Ross did good. I just like Ross's voice.
But Rick Ross, was it worth ruining your relationship with Will Smith?
I don't know if he ruined it.
Look, here's the thing. Like, maybe they already had a fractured relationship. Yeah.
It could have. I don't know, man. That just seems like, if just hopping on it just feels a little corny, man. A
little bit.
Feels like trying to. I don't know if Rick Ross hasn't been hot lately or something, like, but he ain't need to hop on that.
He didn't.
Yeah, it just felt a little. And I love Rick Ross. Oh yeah, I love Rick Ross. The rapper is phenomenal.
He should have jumped on that new Drake song, the DJ Khaled song.
Yeah, Drake dropped two new songs. One called Pop Star, and the other one Grease. Yeah. Pop Star's cool.
Man, Drake is so far out of my mind right now. Yeah. Do the songs like seem like they'll last? Like, I mean, like not last.
I mean, it's gonna be one of them.
Grease? I don't think so. Pop Star go in though. Pop Star hard.
Yeah,
Pop
and
Star
who's that hard. Feature? Anybody?
Nah, it's DJ Khaled's song. Yeah, it's Khaled's song. You know how they
both
do
both of them or just that one?
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pop Star hard though.
Who's getting y'all excited in the music industry right now? Like, I mean,
I want a Kendrick album. And an Andre 3000 album.
If that now, if Andre,
get that. Andre
3000. We listened to Outkast going up. Like, we were first to Drive going up. It was like, damn, this shit good.
Incredible.
I just want a Kendrick. That's all I'm waiting for, honestly.
Kendrick.
Yeah.
Just Kendrick.
Did you feel like J. Cole kind of just...
No, I'll be ready. They saying his album may be coming. I'll be ready for J. Cole, but I want Kendrick. That's who I'm really ready for. Because he just go quiet. So it's like, what you doing? What's you gonna give this time? It's the mystery behind it. But the song I really want the most is that Big Sean and Nipsey song.
They've been holding. Yeah,
I want that so bad. Like I want that. So I'm ready for his album to drop.
You don't want a new song from Kanye?
No, I don't care for Kanye.
No,
make that be, musically. Maybe that right should now. Be the segue right there.
Yeah, I mean, you can't listen. Here's the thing. I seen a clip. Seen the clip yesterday. He was talking about Harriet Tubman, I believe, and how she didn't actually free. Chill out. She didn't actually free the slaves. She freed. She let them go, and they worked for other white people. Something like that. Now, I'm learning that as I'm getting older, that you can't take stuff out of context.
Right.
So I was like, I'm not sure what part of the speech this was, what he meant to say. I'm not sure, but it just looks like. He's up there a little fidgety. He got on like this bulletproof looking vest thing. And I'm just like, I'm not sure. He don't have no real niggas around him. That's what I just know he don't. Nah, he don't. I don't think Kanye got real niggas around him.
It's subjective.
It's subjective. That's like, in my opinion.
You could say Jay-Z's around Kanye. I mean, maybe not around him all the time, but all
I don't know. They mended their relationship.
Yeah, I think that relationship been. That's what I'm saying. He just feel like he don't have nobody to say, hey, what's you know? What I'm
this is how I look at it. I seen multiple clips. I didn't see the whole thing.
So I didn't see the whole thing either. Yeah,
I don't want to take out of context, but what I can say, he hasn't been the same since he lost his mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Obvious.
That's very.
And
true.
Then he hasn't been the same since he had his mental. Like when he went to the hospital and they gave him drugs, I think they gave him some type of shock therapy. He's not the same. Like, that whole parent, losing a parent, really messed him up, honestly. Yeah. And you can look at a bunch of people, like, look at Meg getting shot and how she's talking. Like, when she lost her mom, she'd been partying, she'd been drinking a lot.
How long ago did she lose her mom?
Maybe a year or two ago. I'm not
sure. It was after she got famous?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like when people lose parents, it's traumatic.
It is traumatic.
Like I see how going in with my family, losing their grandma, like it's a dramatic thing. Like even, who else?
But not this long, man.
Hey, man, everyone's different.
Yeah, I mean, no, you could say that, but shouldn't we also have, I mean, kind of like the standard, human standard, right? Would be like, okay, you got to get over it at some point. Everybody dies. Everybody's parents die. You go through mourning, of course.
For sure. And I'm not saying
everybody should go through mourning. Yeah, you got to go through mourning. Yeah. But, you know, 6, 7, 10 years later.
You got to know what excessive. He just saying what it stems from.
You know, everyone, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's different. But then I'm saying where it led him, all this mental illness, and then the hospital's like, I don't react no more. I don't react anymore.
Yeah, definitely don't
react.
That's my thing. Yeah.
Like, I don't think we need to give that energy anymore. It's a man who needs help. I don't know how he's going to end up getting it or something, but he needs help, and I don't react to what he says anymore. I'm past that. I know what it is. Like, it's deeper than what he's saying, that surface. He's hurting.
Yeah.
You can see it. You can easily see it. And he just needs, I don't know, because, you know, that family, Kardashian, just from looking from the outside, I don't think that's the best family for someone in his condition to be around. I could be totally wrong, but just from the outside looking in.
I mean, hopefully Kim is being the wife and trying, but I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I'm the same way. I didn't know what to think. When I seen it, I was like, okay, I mean, it's Kanye, but I just don't, you can just tell it's like a cry for help. It's like a,
And then he was wrong. Like, of course, those people work for white people because it's the 1800s.
Yes, the 1800s.
What black person owns their business back then? So she did free them, but when they got at these places, they were free.
They had,
and they had to still work, but they worked as free people for majority of them, I'm assuming. Yeah. There ain't no black people had businesses back then.
Yeah.
So who else you going to work for?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what he was trying. It's like, I don't know if he was trying to say something else.
I seen that one. I seen when he cried about his dad because his dad wasn't there. He started crying.
Oh, I ain't even. Yeah.
So it's like he has. It's deeper than this. Yeah, like I don't. It gets no reaction out of me anymore.
Yeah.
Those reactions are done. They died with the whole TMZ thing.
Well, I just feel bad for him.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Like, I feel.
Especially when you go to listen to old music and stuff, that you be like, man.
I don't think the music's still good, honestly.
No, music gonna be good. Like even the gospel was good.
The gospel album was fire.
It was fire.
But like, I'm not excited. Like,
because of everything he's doing.
No, not even that. It's this, when he put out the album, the bipolar one. I listened to that once.
I don't even remember the bipolar. Yeah. That just came out.
No, remember when the bipolar, when he was in, where was he, Montana, whatever. Remember that came out before the gospel.
Oh, Life of Pablo.
No, that's what? After it came out, after Life of Pablo.
Oh, Yay.
That bipolar one. Remember, he just had the mountains on the cover.
But it's called Yay. That's why I was like, what's
yeah? But I'm saying it's also had a subtitle, something about bipolar or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, but whatever that album.
Yeah.
I'll listen to it one time, haven't listened to it again.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just not excited for Kanye music right now. There's any, like, I don't know. I just don't care for him musically right now. Maybe if he disappears for a little while or don't drop music, then I'll want it. But right now, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't move me. Like, when he dropped a song the other day, I haven't listened to it.
Oh, I ain't even, I
haven't listened to it either. But I think he does need to just fall. But I mean, and not just for business, for his health, he needs to fall back a little bit and just, maybe a lot of it.
Honestly,
a lot of it. He needs to really just, he makes enough money from everything, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's,
he's
good. Let's move on from this silliness.
But, Cammy mentioned there that Meg had got shot. It's a whole thing.
I didn't go deep.
Yeah,
from the scenes I seen, there was a altercation at a party
in the Hollywood Hills. Stay home, people.
But she ended up getting shot in the foot, and people are saying it's Tory Lanez who shot her because he was driving, and they got into an argument and something. He possibly shot. I don't know if that's true or not. But
then
she tweeted, she's saying, This time, I learned a lesson. I got learned with, what energy I keep around me or something like that, blase, blah. But she's another one I feel like has been hurting since she lost her mom and been, partying a lot and drinking a lot. And, it's like, Melissa Ford, when she lost her mom, I see her tweet about her mom all the time.
Yeah.
Like, people be hurt by that.
Yeah.
And I haven't experienced it yet.
Yeah,
I
understand. Yeah.
Thankfully, but. It looks like something that's very traumatic.
Yeah.
And especially when you're in the limelight.
Yeah, you're already dealing with a lot. But hopefully they figure out. I got to look and see if there's any more news on it. They trying to figure out if it's Tory. It was a lot. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
I just know, I saw the same things. I saw the video. You saw her coming out the car. I don't understand why the cops were making her come out.
Yeah, it was
because they said it was a gun in her. Like, it was a gun. It was a shooting.
I understand. Well, so, once you see her bleeding and stuff, approach her with your, you know.
They have to get everyone out first before they do that. Because, you know, they in an SUV with the windows tinted. If I heard it was a gun.
I saw blood leaking. And I was just like, yo, you can't. Like, but I just know if somebody in her crew tweeted out, like, count your days or something along that lines of count your days, Tory Lanez or something, and he deleted the tweet. So I don't know if there's something to it, but Meg is not saying nothing. Really. I mean, she's saying, like, she feels, you know, what it's like to be a woman in this situation and all this, but she's not really divulging any information. So, and they say she's not talking to the cops like that. So the
funny thing about it, and she don't owe us anything.
I mean, yeah.
Any information. That's the funny thing about it.
In a way, you know, these people that are, like, you know, ultra celebrities, they put their life out on Front Street all the time. This is what they do. So people, you can't be mad at when people have expectation now of information.
Exactly.
Like, hey, you're my favorite artist. You always tell me about your life. Why don't you tell me now? You
know what I'm saying? Hey, like, but so. I could tell you everything and then I could be like, this off limits. Yeah. Just gotta deal with it. Sure. Just gotta deal with it.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
So I don't know. Maybe it could be legally why she ain't saying nothing, especially if she ain't talking to the cops. She don't want to say, Tory shot me. She could just be, but, you know, as the dude in her crew said, count your days. So that's the already telling.
The funniest thing was the memes I seen. They was eating Tory up, dog. It was a nigga carrying his baby by the bag, and it was like a picture of police carrying Tory Lanez into custody. I was like, dog. They had all these short memes. I mean, I guess because he's like 5'2 or something like that.
The thing is, it's not even like settled what happened.
I don't know what happened.
But if it comes out, it's his fault.
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
Just the internet alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to eat you alive. But
stay home. You shouldn't be at a party in the hills during COVID.
Yeah, stay home. Stay home.
A pool party. In Canada doing these.
He live in Miami.
He live in Miami.
IG Live.
He live in Miami. He live
right in old Miami. But stay out of the Hollywood Hills, people. It's a lot
stay
of stuff.
Out of Miami, too. They got that 10,000 new cases a day.
10,000 new cases a day.
It's crazy.
For like 4 days straight. They said they might have to go into emergency. Like, you should have been.
I've told my parents, y'all stay home.
Stay
home. Y'all are at risk age.
Been partying? Going to eating ass and busting that party?
Not that I know of.
If you saw a video of your
oh my God.
That would be so
I will call him.
Crazy.
I will call him. Yeah. What y'all doing?
We talking. We yelling. You might yell.
What y'all
doing? What the fuck? What is going on? They going to bring it. What are you doing?
What are y'all doing?
Get it, Dad.
What are y'all doing?
Go, Earl.
Get it, Earl.
Come on, Claude.
And you see
Come
your
on,
mom Claude. Getting out the truck with her foot bleeding because she got shot in the foot at a party.
Mom, go home.
Your dad getting arrested. Oh, my God.
What are y'all doing?
They put me up subliminal.
She talking about when I get home, I got to take out the trash. I said, I ain't want to take out the goddamn trash. It's too late to be taking out the goddamn trash.
You tweeting out, Dad, it's over.
You're done when I see you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Some other stuff going on in the record industry. I guess Cam was kind of telling me.
Yeah, Migos. It just seems like the record industry is just always shiesty. Yeah. I don't know who's right, who's wrong, but Migos are suing Quality Control for missing millions.
And for those,
and they say it was a bad contract with the lawyers or something happened. So, and then QC came out and defended themselves. So this is it's ongoing legal battle.
Yeah, and
right now,
for those who don't know, Quality Control and Migos, they've been, you know, that's the label they you know, under. Because what's
Coach?
Yeah, Coach is
Coach and Q or something.
Yeah,
some,
yeah. Some but they that. Yeah, so that's their label, and it's always something with a label and it's just. I think all artists just know that, like, just the independent thing is just.
And then YG came out, said he don't make no money from his music.
That's why.
So he's saying until he get that.
Because Baby Mamas?
No. There was asking. I think someone asked a question about, like, your next classic album. Because what's funny, I've been saying, like, what happened to YG?
Yeah.
Like, all the projects after, like,
the first
crazy
one?
Like, the first two have kind of just been going downhill for me. And, yeah. And he kind of named, he's like, I'm not motivated. Mm. He like he doesn't have the connection to it because he know he's not gonna make. He feel like a slave. He's not gonna make any money from it. He make his money when he touring, but so he got to get out that contract. I think he may be about to get.
And he can't even tour right now.
He can't even tour right now. So he says, until I have that freedom again, maybe I'll find that connection again in a way.
That's real
like that.
Shit.
That
damn.
First album was incredible.
Hey,
the first
great,
two
yeah.
was good,
it
but the first one was really good.
The first one was really good. But yeah, even because it got down to his singles and stuff, and even his features, we would all be like, it's like, I like YG. Like, I like YG. So
yeah,
I
but
like,
he started rapping like he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. And that's what it was.
Yeah.
He said, that's what it is. Like, your mind state, when you're thinking about this and you're not making any, you're not seeing nothing from it, it's tough. So
these artists, man, listen, y'all out there doing music, doing anything, shit, doing what we do, doing all that. Like, it's like,
honestly, if you're going to sign a record label deal, you got to go in there with leverage. You can't come in there without leverage. Or is this going to be a terrible contract? But honestly, you should just be on independent.
Yeah.
Do what Russ did. That nigga.
It's a blessing to be independent.
It is, to be honest, very much a blessing.
It's a blessing to be independent. The biggest blessing is to be able to sustain yourself while you're independent.
Yep.
Like,
until something, you can get something going. But
yeah, I mean, just keep investing into yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's ways to do it. And we haven't always done it right here, but we've gotten to a certain place because. You know, the ways we moved independently, and I'm so happy we never really like signed with somebody that
close to it, but didn't
feels like a job. You know what I'm saying? You don't want this to feel like a job. You want it to feel like hard work, but you don't want to feel like a job.
And Russ, like I said, Cam was about to say, talk about Russ, and he's like an anomaly because he was the first one to do, like, you know, he was doing a song every day. And
yeah, I watched it too. I was following him on SoundCloud and like, seen it just go crazy.
Russ.
Oh, okay. And not only that, he produced it.
And
he recorded himself. Wrote it all, so he get 100% published.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to those people, man. People
that's a lot of work.
And make it from that, you know what I'm saying?
And a lot of people be hating on him, but he be dropping all of this knowledge.
He be dropping knowledge
for free, and he just be saying, maybe it's the way it comes off to them. It's like
it come off arrogant. It
does come off arrogant, but what he's actually saying is truth. And he's giving you gems. No, in the
interviews and stuff.
What does he talk about, Mo?
He tells you, don't sign record labels. I did it this way. Do it this way. He's giving you advice on what to do, what not to do from his mistakes. And like, he had one with Joe Button.
He had a Joe Button episode. Good, yeah.
He got a you can put type in Russ. He's always giving out free game.
Okay.
And, but what I like about him, he ain't sugarcoating. He's telling you bluntly, but a lot of people can't handle it bluntly. Yeah. But it's just giving you out facts. And he'll even show you. Like, I can show you after this. He showed his TuneCore.
Yeah.
Where it started. Mm. And you see each month how it went up. how it went up and when he was making more and more. And the streams so is crazy. What to do.
You got to have like. His stream is crazy. But to make the amount of money he had, you got to have a wild amount of streams. Like, if Cam about to pull it up. It's like, that's why I understand these artists, they get into these ruts and these. Because it's like, you get in places like, I got to have this many people listen to just a song to make a little bit of money. Like, it's like, yo, like, what the fuck is going on?
If you could do it all from your own website, sell your own product, your merchandise, that's the best way.
All that shit, because record labels, they gonna pretend like they helping you. It's going to look like they helping you from the outside in, but with the person that's in it, they like, I ain't seeing shit from it.
Swipe, and then you can see.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I just don't see what's the benefit of signing to a label these days after you hear all these stories from the past and recently.
Yeah.
It just always seems to end up bad. So stay independent and grind. It may take longer, but once you get there and you own everything, the fruits of your labor are going to be greater.
Like, when you get to the last slide, like, just say how many streams you got to have and say how much money he made.
You know how to read it, right?
I ain't gonna lie, I thought you was making a joke, but
I was saying because I can read it.
Yeah,
but the streams,
some of this is incredible.
You know, it's like, definitely,
and you see the rise.
Yeah,
this is amazing
because he was doing it every day.
Oh Lord, have mercy! These giants just keep going up.
Man, that's monthly. All these are monthly.
I'm still in 2016.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. he was getting to it.
And it stops. It don't show you what he's making now. 2017. It doesn't show you. So you know what he's making now.
Upwards of $232,000
a month.
Dollars.
And look, that's just from TuneCore. That's just from TuneCore. That ain't from Torn. That ain't from merch. That ain't from features.
Now,
he needed 47 million streams.
That's
crazy.
That's what I think.
Get that pulled off. 47 million. 47. But let's say even. I want to look at something. Okay, 45,000. He made 45,000 on April of 2016. He has 6 million streams.
That's a lot too.
Because this is the math
that's just a lot of streams.
Like on Spotify, it's like a 250 thing. So hold on, let me just
see.
Look, if you had 6 million streams just on Spotify, that'd be $24,000.
And something don't seem. That's a lot of streams. For $24,000.
Because for every 1,000, you need, for every 1,000 streams, you get 250.
It just seemed wild.
So you need 6 million streams to get 24,000. I feel like you should get a lot more money for 6 million
streams. That's a lot of streams, though. 42
million divided by 250.
When niggas get 100,000, this is 160.
If I had 42 million streams on Spotify, I would only make $168,000.
That's a lot of streams, though.
42 million.
You know what I'm saying? That should be a lot higher.
Yeah,
I mean, you would think that it should. I don't know, though.
And Spotify is one of the highest 50, streaming 50, platforms.
90, right? Is that typical label stuff? Like, they take... Hell, it shouldn't even be 50-50.
They ain't giving you 50-50.
They definitely give you 50-50.
Hell no.
Well, what is YouTube? YouTube is 60-40 or something like that? Like, they're doing the same shit labels do.
Yeah, YouTube is one of the worst.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
So they're one of the worst. But you will still make, I think, more money on YouTube if you had 42 million stream... views in a month, you'll make a lot more money on YouTube than you do on Spotify.
I don't know, that's just wild.
For sure, but you know,
the thing is, the way they do it is it's split up into so many different things, like you said, like YouTube, Spotify, different avenues to make money. But you gotta work hard in all of them to get massive amounts of streams for it to cross over.
Like Russ is an anomaly. I don't know how many people gonna be able to do what he did again. I mean, it's gonna be.
And are you sure he's not signed?
No,
he's not.
He was in the band.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there,
of course, there are people that say he was.
Remember how they tried to promote? What was the? I think it was the dude who did. What was it? Thrift Shop or something like that.
Oh, Macklemore.
Macklemore. You remember?
They said he was a machine.
He was riding that independent wave for a while, but you found out he had a deal with like Starbucks. Who has their own record situation?
Well, if it's a record, that's different because you can still be independent, have a deal, like how they said Chance did. He gave his album exclusively to Apple to release,
yeah,
and they paid him. No, the I think the latest. either Surf or Color, one of them. But I think it was he gave them an exclusive deal where they all just have it for a little bit, and they paid them for that. So those are the type of deals you can make when you independent and getting numbers. So like Russ, if he making 40, if he getting 42 million streams, he's gonna have crazy shows. Yeah. He's gonna be selling merch. He's gonna have endorsements. So that's his money from TuneCore. He got all kind of other money coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just know that labels, man, they, you know, they have a history of the trickery too. You know, they'll say they pay you a lot of money just for more marketing. I remember years ago they said they gave ASAP Rocky, who was new at the time, he just had they gave him $7 million to sign, and I was like,
I don't think it was that high. I think it was two.
Are you sure it wasn't like seven?
I don't think it was. But he
even two but look, was like, $2 million.
ASAP Rocky was smart though. He said when he got it, he said, don't spend that money like on clothes and shit. He's like, spend it on stuff that's gonna make money back, because that's, you gotta pay it back.
Exactly.
And they, and then other artists tell you to audit the label every, like every year, so you see how much you gotta owe, how much you owe, and pay it.
Yeah.
Like I seen recently seen Chameleonaire talking about. He said an artist approached him and told him to audit them, and then when he did it, he said he was finding out so much. Like, what the hell? I didn't know I owed this, that, this, and that.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. So they say audit your record label every year and pay it off, especially when you hot, like when you above the green, pay that shit off.
So what does auditing do though? That just
you're auditing the record label. It's a, it's the lawyer goes and audit them, so you can see all the paperwork, see all the finances, see what you actually, and they can break it down, see what you owe. So you like, let me see it. Because if you don't, they ain't never going to show you everything behind the scenes. But if you audit them, they have to. It's like when the IRS.
But isn't that to, so you could get more money? Or you, but you're saying like to, so to make sure you pay back your money.
No, no. That's one thing how, because you got to pay money back.
Because I was it's an advance. See if they're making more money, so you could be like, hey,
that too. It
money.
Could be that too. They could be stealing money. They could be hiding money. Right. But mostly you doing it to see, you know, how much I got to pay back? Where am I with everything? Let me pay this back because it's an advance. You got
to
pay
it
back.
And what it is, when they, when people are young, I mean, they know more now, but when people are younger, that's what they try to, they try to place that advance in front of you, because as a young person, you're like, oh. So you're not thinking about, oh,
that's
I'm gonna have
how
to pay
Macon
this
got
back.
Cut up.
Yeah, you're not thinking how I'm going to have to pay this back. You just think, oh, this, I get advance money, da, da, da. And you're like, oh, shit, I owe this money back. You know, maybe you should send a lawyer in to audit the butt party before you go in. He can check on everything, make sure everything
Make sure everyone showered
make
first.
Make sure everyone showered first.
Make sure they got wet wipes in there.
Yeah, audit the butt first.
I'm going to do like the Redskins and start an internal, the burgundy and gold, whatever we call them. The
burgundy and gold.
Just start an internal investigation on
what you
ass.
Do. What you do, you wear a mask, but you just cut out the mouth of it.
Right,
so you can
right.
so you can eat ass.
To get to it.
Gotcha.
Maybe it has to be like a flat though, so you can go back to being protected.
Amanda, I want to ask you a serious question.
Yes,
how
sir.
Do you feel about Logic retiring?
It doesn't. It doesn't affect me.
I
one
don't.
Bit.
I don't care.
Yeah. 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 No. Nah, I mean, he, I mean, like, to retire, live your life. I think he said he want to be a father. I mean, you made your money. That's
but
cool.
You know, I mean, if he's made a mark on,
he's definitely impacted
people.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? All his followers, or whatever. Yeah. You know, he deserves to tell them that this is retiring or whatever.
Yeah. He says his, after his sixth album, I think he said he retired and he said he just wants to be a father and. His name, right?
That's cool. That's a blessing.
Hey, live your life.
That's beautiful.
Especially, he, I think he our age too.
To retire and just be a father and take care. That's immaculate.
That's it. I know it's Logic, not immaculate.
I mean, he might change his name now. Rebrand.
Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon. That's in our lane.
Salaam, salam. Nick Cannon, because he's on.
So, Nick Cannon said some things on his podcast. Basically,
he was just basically saying how we the real Jews, and a bunch of things like that. Which honestly, he was telling the truth, but you know, it's hard for some people to handle that, and they took this opportunity to get rid of him.
So it's
some truth. Come. Some things were a little like, you know, out of the box. He, you know, it wasn't all.
So
I don't know, man.
He pretty much got Wildin' Out is out of there. So he said,
he lost his whole Viacom deal.
Yeah, his whole Viacom deal. Then he posted on Twitter and Facebook. He said, Viacom's goal to keep me from providing for my family and lineage will be foiled. That company was trying to kick me while I was down or force me to kiss the master's feet in public. and that it was trying to hang me out to dry and make an example of anyone who says something they don't agree with. Now, he turns right around on Wednesday, right after, not 24 hours after, and he lets loose on social media again. But he swung the other way in response to an announcement from Fox that the network would not fire him from The Masked Singer. He said, without walking back or addressing the Viacom comments, that he feels ashamed of the uninformed and naive place his anti-Semitic comments came from, that he would remove the video, he did, and that he extended his deepest and most sincerest apologies to his Jewish sisters and brothers for the hurtful and divisive words that came out of my mouth. So he playing both sides of the fence. Yeah, he went to the master's feet, but not, you know, he trying to play.
They pretty much
everything is done a while now. Because didn't they just film another season? I think they just filmed, or it just started, but I think
that. So, according to everybody, because I heard everybody say, oh, he owns the brand, but he doesn't, right?
I thought apparently he did. But I guess not.
Because he was asking for it back in one of the
two. So, he don't own the IP for a while now?
I don't think so, because he was, like, demanding Viacom give him Wildin' Out or something like that.
Shit.
Maybe you gotta double check that.
Yeah,
I just feel like, you know, I don't know. I know you can't do that without Nick Cannon.
No.
You can't do Wildin'
Out. I mean,
you could, but it's not the same.
It's not, no.
Not
you
without
gotta,
Nick Cannon. I mean, that's him.
Nobody can come on. Yeah, that's
that's just him.
He built that platform. He put a lot of comedians on. He put gave a lot of opportunity to a lot of young black, white, Asian, Tim, you know, everybody. A lot of different types of people. So, yeah, no, I don't think nobody can do that. You know, that's his show. But if they own it, I'm sure they'll probably try to whiten it up a little bit. And
I don't know, but this is a good thing for Nick. You know what I'm saying? He's listening. He's been fighting out of that corny box for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now to have something even more for people to jump on and support him for and be like, yo, this is a good brother. You know,
they might get him out of the box a little
bit. You know,
bit.
More positivity for Nick. I don't know if they'll ever take him completely out of...
50 Cent said he was legendary corny, so I don't know if you can be legendary corny.
Yeah, I don't know if you can ever corny. Take that, but it doesn't matter. He's successful at it.
Business-wise, yeah.
Very great.
And even his show is funny. Like,
his podcast is good? I mean, look.
He is a talented dude. Yeah. There's no denying that.
You watched his Jamaican film?
Nah, I ain't already watched that.
So, what you talking about?
Drumline. Oh, fire. That was fire.
Fire.
That was fire. At that point, I thought he was the new Will Smith.
Well, everybody thought that's where he was going.
That was y'all fault.
That
wasn't our fault.
It's y'all fault for thinking that.
I mean, it's just an opinion.
I thought it was a good movie, but I didn't think he was next Will Smith.
Maybe not next Will Smith, but if we felt like he was going somewhere, you know. No?
It's trash.
Let's talk about these Chrissy tweets before we get about it.
Oh man! So the fucking
the wormhole, the conspiracy
theories.
You know your thighs getting thick. You can't feel it.
No, I feel this ass all over. But the conspiracies are getting wilder and wilder, y'all. Everybody, there are more celebrities that are dying. Like, I'm talking about from either suicide, random heart attacks.
Those Clintons.
Like, this thing's around Clintons. The world going on. There's more conspiracies, and there's no better time to be looking at these conspiracies than now. Honestly. And
if you ain't got nothing else to do.
I'm still trying to find out what happened to Tom Hanks and his wife. I'm really into this right now. There's like a series of YouTube videos where people every week.
I'm telling
like,
you, this nigga is on an island doing his Castaway, too.
I don't know, but it's very interesting. But so this whole thing again comes down to this conspiracy that there's the Hollywood elite and, you know, politicians and stuff are into child trafficking.
Yeah,
pedophilia.
It goes back to the Wayfair thing. Yep. It goes to a whole bunch of Epstein and all this, right? The people that were on his log. There's a thing going around of Epstein's flight log. I don't know if it's real.
Yeah,
I question the legitimacy of all the names on there, but a lot of names on there are, you know, popular people, obviously. So Chrissy Teigen and John Legend were two of the people on the flight log, right? And this past weekend, this is a big thing that happened too, where Twitter got hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the Bitcoin.
They got millions taken away from different people, and they hacked into a lot of big accounts, but... during this time, it wasn't that she got hacked, but someone, I think it was, what's her name? The chick Dave Chappelle hates. Candace Owens. She tweeted out a tweet, retweeting essentially Chrissy Teigen, an old tweet from Chrissy
Teigen. Like 2012 or something.
Saying something about the disgusting nature of somebody being on Epstein's flight log and then talking about pedophilic comments like this is disgusting. And I'm paraphrasing.
But yeah.
Damn it, this shit wanted to go away as soon as I pulled it up.
Paraphrasing.
Chrissy Teigen said in... I'm sorry, y'all, I'm working with a trash-ass phone here.
Everybody listening, he has an Android.
So everybody know that.
Let's give him time. Everybody, he's just trying to pull it up.
They know.
Y'all are some slaves to Apple.
He got.
Y'all are some slaves.
I'm slave to innovation.
To the Apple.
I'm slave to innovation.
Chrissy Teigen said in 2011, Okay, there's a show called Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yep.
Okay.
I think I'm on TLC or something.
Something like that, right? What is it? It's like they it's put like a girls pageant in pageant type of thing. Yeah. And stuff like that. Chrissy Teigen said, seeing little girls do the splits half naked is just ... I want to put myself in jail.
You know.
I'm going to repeat that. Seeing little girls do the splits half naked is just, I want to put myself in jail. Hashtag toddlers and tiaras.
Yes.
The internet went crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And that was an official tweet.
That was an official tweet.
And people said that it was like, but that's her sense of humor. And I was like, but
okay,
that's.
I'm with you. And I'm actually with, like, I'm not with that pedophilic shit.
Yeah.
But I get when comedians specifically use it as shock and awe
yeah.
of a joke or something. You yeah. know what I'm saying? I don't think
even
it's
though
the
that
best,
wasn't
a, but I get it.
Yeah.
And when and some people on Twitter, they say these weird jokes. I'll be like, all right, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
But I get if you're, what's his name? James Gunn?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that director? Like, he yeah, got in trouble yeah, yeah. for some tweets that pedophile. And he has a whole story, too, now.
Oh,
he's
God.
A part of shit, too.
Oh, God, James.
But they say he has, like, crazy, like, dress like baby parties sexually. Like, it's weird. But, this is the thing. She deleted over 60,000 tweets.
Shit.
God damn.
And she blocked 1 million people.
Shit.
And she started going.
She blocked a million?
She blocked 1 million people.
How you have time to block a million people?
And deleted 60,000
tweets. That's a lot of tweets.
And she deleted them because she got tweets like this. Not only the little girl one, but she got, I just saw a baby that looked like a porn star. Like a trashy do-anything porn star. Is that wrong to think? Here's another one. Water slide that goes through a shark tank. F yeah, time to get my pedo on. She got another one.
Wait.
I know what parents go through when they're forced to tie their kids in the basement. I'm reading these really small here. What? What does that one say? Hold on.
This nigga look.
I'm about to Anthony Weiner this kid. You remember Anthony Weiner, that pedophile? Was he a politician or something? He was.
No.
People were laughing because his last name was Weiner.
Yeah.
He was looking at that type of porn.
Yeah.
Something like that. So she has like literally hundreds of these tweets people found. It's like
all back in that time.
Even yeah, a lot of them are old. You know, between span
that's
up until
weird.
2015, 16, maybe something like that. But even if you're not a part of some dark demonic. Fucking Hollywood. They're calling it Pedowood.
Yeah, Pedowood.
They're calling it Pedowood. That's because they saying a lot more celebrities are going to go down. But even if she's not a part of any of that,
yeah,
these tweets right here tell me you got something weird going on.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's...
Why do you keep talking about kids like this? Why do you keep referring to pedo? Like, why are you so comfortable?
I'm referring to kids
it's
as
weird.
Porn star. What?
I already thought they were weird off top, to be honest with you. I always thought John Legend was a little weird.
Yeah, no. He's
maybe
real.
He gave her the green light
to
tweet this.
I hate
that's
when
good.
People speak with the certain
good.
Vibrato of, I myself found it. You know how John Legend talks.
They're not ordinary people, man.
You gotta get it together, man.
They're not ordinary people. He may have gave her a green light to say this.
And he looked like...
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he looked like he liked little kids.
But he like...
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna put that out there.
Yeah, don't put that on John.
I'm just saying... They just always gave me weird vibes. Never pedo vibes, but they
yeah,
always,
Chris, that's
for
wild.
For her to keep saying these things, and then you delete 60,000.
60,000 tweets is a
lot of
tweets.
That's a lot of tweets.
And then
a million
people?
She's
getting mad now. She's getting mad now. People, like, at people saying, you think, you know, you're calling me a pedo, and you expect me not to get mad and all this, that, and the other. But people are like, but why'd you say all these tweets?
Yeah,
like, Why do you have to say? And then the conspiracy goes further because of Pizzagate.
Yeah.
We talked about this last time. Right? Pizzagate. That she has a lot of tweets that hint to that. That's more on the conspiracy side, right? Like, she says she has tweets that just say, I want pizza so bad. Or, I'm about to go to jail for pizza. Or, Brad Pitt just handed me pizza. And people are like, what is all this? And then she said, oh, just woke up in the morning. And this is how many times I've read these things. Because I was so into this shit. She's like, this, what'd she say? Oh, woke up this morning and with pizza and rants all over my chest and stuff. And people are like, what are you talking about? But, you know, they say pizza is a term for little kids, or, you know, all that shit is a pedo term. And so they're trying to link it to that. Again, I don't know about that. I'm still waiting to see where Tom Hanks is at.
But and it's so crazy that, like, usually when you think of pedophilia, you think of an older man with a young...
Right.
You don't think of necessarily an older woman, necessarily, even though Maxwell is in jail
right now.
She's
the perfect example.
It's that's what I'm saying. The way Chrissy's talking, like, she's engaging in the sexual acts versus Maxwell was getting the girls for Jeffrey. You know what I'm saying?
But either way, Maxwell engaged, too.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But
some weird.
It's just you don't see that as it's not as common as you know the other way around. So for her to be doing is like, geez,
like Emmanuel's in a wormhole.
Is she messing with little girls, little boys? Like, what is she getting out of this?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But it's a lot of weird things going on again, and I'm very interested. I'm one to look at. I try to look at just the facts, and I'm the people that I'm following that are talking about it. The conspiracy theorists, I like the ones that I'm watching because they constantly correct when they're wrong.
Gotcha.
Like they say, oh, we were wrong about this. Or this isn't, don't spread these lies because this is not accurate. It just went off on Twitter and stuff. I like being real. Like, okay, what's the actual evidence y'all are finding? Even if it's wild, let's see. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I'm interested.
Yeah, that shit's wild.
I'm interested.
That's all. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't be going around to these busting nuts and eating bus party, or go. I mean, if that's what you want to do, stay safe. Remember, HelloFresh Trap 80 is the code. Try it out. You're gonna like it, and it's gonna save you time on your meal. So check that out. We have another story coming to you tomorrow, so look out for that. And
Antonio Brown announces his retirement from the NFL again.
Okay. This nigga here, dog. All right,
man.
And then Antonio
Brown. Well, NFL had a big day, too, yesterday. You seen that?
What?
All the players got together and tweeted at the NFL because training camp was to start on the 28th.
Yep.
And they said, we don't want to report unless you have the safety precautions. Like, NFL hasn't solidified how they're going to keep any type of safety.
It's over. This season
for COVID. And I'm talking about, like, the biggest names in the NFL. Everyone was tweeting. So, like, the NFL got to respond. Because they were saying, don't use that as a bargaining chip, our safety and health. You don't use that. Like, they have families, this and that, from Russell Wilson down. J.J. Watt, everyone.
Let's just say Patrick it's 2021 because it just don't make sense right now. It don't make sense.
The next Madden cover just needs to be like America with a football
and a mask,
because that's what the real Madden curse is.
That's what it is.
This 2020 boy.
Yeah, because NFL just got to realize, guys, this ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work.
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem.
And it's gonna be a bad season. Players is all hadn't really been in.
Even in basketball, NBA, a lot of players dropped out.
A lot of players dropped out. So it's like,
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but
already trying to fly bad bitches to the bubble.
Oh yeah,
bad bitches to the bubble.
That's City Girl song.
Bad bitches to the bubble.
Yeah.
Honestly, that shit's selfish, dog. Because you ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you should have been this against going back if that's what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ruining it for everybody.
Make that money and get pussy.
Yeah, make that money.
That's selfish as fuck.
He trying to fly out to the Arizona box car.
Busting nuts and eating butts.
Can't control yourself for 3 months for a couple million? Shit, man. You ain't got no type of self-control.
We already said. You know, niggas. You know how it go. You know how the game go. All right, y'all. Make sure you leave a review, and we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Yay, yay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.